Passage A. New Look. The Turning Point in Fashion History. After World War II, the roles of women had changed. During the war, women had been employed in factories and farms to take over for the men who had left to join the war. Now that the men were home, women were returning to the homes in roles as wives and mothers. On February 12, 1947, Christian Dior held his first couture show. He showed a collection of luxurious clothes, soft shoulders, narrow waists, and full flowing skirts. Fashion magazines in Europe and the US nicknamed the Christian Dior collection the New Look. This new look was exactly what people were looking for after the war, and Christian Dior's new designs fit the positions of these women perfectly. After his runway show, everyone wanted a piece of the collection. "I wanted my dresses to be constructed, molded upon the curves of the feminine body," Christian Dior proclaimed in his autobiography. This concept was the Parisian designer's aim in the spring of 1947. The shape was characterized by a below mid-calf length, full skirt, large bust, and small waist. In spite of the post-war fabric restriction, Christian Dior used 20 yards of extravagant fabrics in his creations. The new look transformed the square shoulders of the war era into more feminine, soft, sloping shoulders, inspired by pre-Civil War fashions. The suits contained padding at the hips to achieve an ever more exaggerated hourglass look. Further, nearly all his skirts had built-in back flounces. The look also used push-up bras to help fill out their bust line. The new look petticoat was reminiscent of early Victorian petticoats. The new look was absolutely appropriate for the post-war era. Christian Dior was correct in assuming that people wanted something new after years of war, brutality, and hardship. The new look was a turning point in fashion history. It revolutionized women's dress and re-established Paris as the center of the fashion world after World War II.